Porter City presents the Win in Faith Conference 2022. Theme, Encountering the Spirit of Faith. The date is the 2nd to the 8th of May 2022. It's happening at the UPSA Auditorium, Legon. And ministering is God's servant, Nanase Opoku-Sakodie.
The winning faith is a faith that is back with corresponding action. Jesus said, did I not tell you that if thou canst believe, thou wouldest see the glory of them. Martha says 4 days now, but this time he's thinking. A stinking situation don't threaten God. No matter how the devil has done his worst, it does not threaten God. Maybe the marriage is stinking. Maybe the finances is stinking. Maybe the family is stinking. But there is a God that has walked into this particular place. You are not here by accident. You didn't come here. God ordered yourself to be here. This week somebody's destiny will change.
Remember, the venue is the University of Professional Studies, UPS Legon. And the date is the 2nd to the 8th of May, 2022. For inquiries, call 027-400-9933. That's 027-400-9933. I rejoice in it.
This is the part of... Welcome to the Potter's Hour with Prophet Nanase Opoku-Sakodie, the Senior Pastor of the Well Prayer Center. Prophet Nase is passionate about God's people living a victorious life through faith, holiness, prayer, and fasting. And now, today's message. This is the
if you want to be a Christian, it's time for us to put all these baggages behind us. Let me tell you something. Where we are going is a serious time. Where we are going is a very serious time. It's when I see people talking about and pray for me and my documentation and this. Have you ever prayed? Have you ever prayed? Sometimes when they talk about, say, have you even prayed whether God wants you to be in the country? Yeah. You are trying to push God to give you documentation of a place he has not ordained for you. There is a reason you have not got the documentation for 40 years. During the 40 years, if you pray, Lord, where have you ordained for me? Where do you want me to go? Is this my place? Is this my... There was a famine in the land. And I hear God tell Isaac, don't go down to Egypt. Stay here and I'm going to bless you. The sensible thing was to go to Egypt. That is where there was food. But God says, stay in a famine. I don't want you to go there in the greener pastures and get money and contaminate yourself. So we have to find our Lord. What do you want to be? Young ladies get to marry before they pray. They don't pray for God to lead them to get partners. They go and bring something and bring it to God to approve it. So they are standing there. They know the guy is not a Christian, but they want to marry to prove a point. They want to impress other people. They know the guy doesn't fear God. They know the girl doesn't fear God. And when later they come back as if they are coming to put pressure on this man of God to pray, yes, that something today, somebody sent me an email. And when he sent me the email, I asked God to forgive me. He told me, he said, I'm sick. I just went to hospital and the doctor told me I have cancer, but I know you can heal me. I said, Lord, forgive me. If he heard the name and said that I'm a healer. Now I say, how can you even look at a man and you say man can heal you? So they don't come to Christ, they came to men. No wonder their problems are not solved. Because no prophet is a healer. No pastor is a healer. No evangelist is a healer. I am the Lord that heals. I didn't even bother to pray for him. I didn't even bother to call him. I know you will heal me. When you call me and pray, you will heal me. And he repeated that word several times. Who told you Prophet Anna is a healer? I am an ordinary man like you. I have things in my life I'm struggling with. I have things in my life that I'm trusting God to change. I have things in my life. Oh, I like what the Bible says. Elijah was a man subject to life passing. So he can call fire from heaven, but he will run away from a woman's threat. Yeah. That shows that the man is a man. He's 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 a man. No, you don't want to hear the truth. He's a man. He has constitution. He has weaknesses. So he can call fire from heaven. But a woman will speak and he will run away. That shows that he's a man. There is something God will put on you, no matter how powerful you are, to come back to know that you are a man. Even Paul that was going to heaven 3, they put a thorn in his flesh. God said, for the abundance of revelation I've given to you, I'll put some brakes on you so that whilst you are preaching, you won't go to hell. Yes, sir. So that you will not be exalted above her. So God put something on Paul that after he preached powerful, he come back and he has his own struggles. Yes. He said, I prayed 3 times and the Lord did him. He said, my grace is sufficient for you. Oh, dear Lord Jesus. Grace intercessors in this family. Yes, not lukewarm, not chemists, not playing smart game, not people that want to be popular. are people that want God to use them. I want to pray. How powerful is prayer? The Queen of England say, I fear the prayer of John Knox. I fear the prayer of John Knox. Prayer is powerful than ballistic missile. It's powerful than atomic bomb. Prayer. Listen, it is dangerous when we have to pray and we are sitting down to solve problems. It will never be solved. Most of the marriage problem, it won't come by sitting with this wicked witchcraft of Bishop Penny to come and settle the matter. They will complicate it. One of them must stand and go on their knees and say, Lord, this spirit of confusion, I command you to leave this family right now. There are no prayerful people. No, we don't pray. We don't pray. Divorce is rampant because the couples don't pray together. The people that pray together, they stay together. Divorce is rampant. Confusion is in the marriage because one doesn't pray. They don't pray together. The one that is up, the other one low, does not learn from there. Are you getting it? Yeah. If you walk with a man that is prayerful, with time you should be prayerful. Because iron sharpeneth iron.
Yes,
but it will not come automatic. You have to cut up into it. Are you getting what I'm talking about? Can you imagine I am living with somebody and the person has something I don't have? Jesus Christ, Prophet Nana, Makoda Baya, I will swallow you alive if you don't get it to me. I know how to convert it. I told you I am God greedy. I don't have enough of God. I used to think I fasted and the way I realized that I'm now going to start. No, 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 no. One day David said, my flesh is gone. I have become like a reproach. He said, my bones are failed. The man fasted. So the sons are product of fasting. These people paid the price. And they were just there. Don't just criticize people. What? Go and check the story behind their success. Yes. Enough of the rig you are looking for. You have to wear the rig and wear and change them. If you marry, you marry long time. It's time to step into prayer. No. There is a man somewhere who is looking for a prayerful wife. There is a woman somewhere looking for a prayerful husband. No, guys, let me tell you, forget about all the cars. When you have the cars without prayer, you cry. Not all the women you see them driving nice cars are happy. Some of them has gone to the marriage already 4 times and come back. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Some of them don't envy what they wear. Their home is not the way you think. When you get to their home, you will not have a desire to marry. No, we are looking for marriages that challenge people. Marriages that both man and woman are praying. Marriages that they are calling upon the name of the Lord. They become intercessors of their territory. They are crying. Dr. Nisho said, we are looking for doctors in the country that when they can't do what to do physically, they lay hands on the people. And by the time they come back, the people are healed. Somebody told me, he said, my doctor told me this one, medical science cannot solve it. And the doctor brought anointing oil from his knee and said, kneel down on your knees and pour oil on the person. By the time the person went to do check and do tests, all the sickness has left the person. God raised us anointed doctors, anointed lawyers. Lawyers that will not take bribe.
Yes, sir.
And after that, come and speak in tongues. No. We are coming to the place that when you marry, you have not married an artificial woman.
Yeah.
Real, genuine, God-fearing, righteous woman. No, people are marrying and getting shocked. They are marrying and getting shocked. Is that the girl that was praying in Portis? Suddenly, what has changed? Disrespectful, lack of submission, challenging everything. Now the true colors are coming out. And it's telling you, one person to a woman, now for Sana na me tell her sorry. Then you pretend to be kun. Says all your so be shame so the any obey woo and sana me woo. I'm telling you, me na me no do anima me kun. And he told the man. Immediately the man ran away for his dear life. He said, I have not divorced, but I have run away. I've not said I have divorced, but I'm a journey for my own life. He said, when my wife told me that me na me no do anima me kun, he said, immediately me the ha me ti me kun me kun me kun. I ran away for my dear life. It's true story, I'm telling you. A woman told me, say, you thought we are in the church, we are humble, so we don't want artificial women.
Artificial
women who has packed foam at their back, foam in their front, foam everywhere. They don't have hair, but they cover it. Too much artificial. Too much. Too much. Too much. Too much. Too much. Their hair is artificial. The waist is artificial. The hip is artificial. The eyebrows is artificial. Hey! The breast is full of forms. And by the time you finish wedding, they drop this, drop this, drop this, drop this. And you see a skeleton standing there. Artificial. This is what we are doing. This is what is happening now. Somebody finished marrying and the person has run away. We can't find the man. Johnny, all kinds of things are happening in the church. No, no. So what you see outside is different from what you see in the bedroom. Different thing. No. So this is a generation, you cannot be moved by what you see. You kill yourself. Amen. Yeah. And the devil is manufacturing things that will help them. Now, there is a reason God didn't give you a big back.
Yes, sir.
Because not every man wants a big back.
Yes,
you have gone for a big back.
Yes,
there is a reason God didn't make you fair. Not everyone wants a fair woman.
Yeah.
Don't go and wear high heel and increase your height and fall down and break your leg. And come and call us to pray. 7-9 inches high. Then you break your leg and you come, my prophet, pray. I refuse to pray. We won't waste prayer on all kinds of unnecessary things. There is a reason God make you short. Not everybody wants a tall woman. Not everybody wants to marry a woman that will beat him. So there are short women. There are tall women. There are middle women. Everybody and what God lays on their hearts. I saw a stupid man in Europe. I don't want to mention the country. You hear, maybe he's listening to me. And he came to me and told me that he wants to see me. 3 times. I didn't want to see him. And later finally he comes, short man. And when he came, he said, I want you to pray and deliver my wife. I said, why? He said, my wife has been beating me. I said, bring the woman. When he came, he was half-sized, the woman.
Huh?
I told him, I said, nobody's praying. You are mad. How can you be this height and go and marry a woman at this height? What were you expecting? You have lost your mind to marry such a huge woman and not study whether he's submissive or not. And you just went to marry her. You were short man. He was half-sized, a woman. One day I went to Mami to Cape Coast. He showed me a lady that beat his husband. I look at the woman and say, he was thick tall. I said, only foolish men will marry such a woman. No. You just have to learn sense.
Giant.
Hallelujah. Learn sense. Leave those women for Mike Tyson them. So that when they beat them, they can also reply. Rambo and Schwarzenegger. Sylvester Stallone them. Let them handle them. That is why God made them release to them. Cut your coat according to your length. And stay there. Yes. I don't want you to marry and come to me and you are surprised.
Yes, yes, yes.
After all the things you have heard me preach in the prayer, I will be surprised when you come with a wrong man. I will be surprised. I will be surprised when one day I'm looking for you, they say they can't find you. Make the right decision.
Amen.
And listen. If you take you the next 10 years to make that decision, wait. Until in your heart you are settled that this is the genuine thing. This is it. You know how many men's ministry has crippled because of the woman they marry? You know how many men's, how many women's ministry has crippled because of the men they marry?
Yes.
I don't want you to be a pastor. So they don't care whether God is calling you. They want to stop God's purpose for your life.
Wow.
For their selfish gain.
Wow.
Did you investigate? Did you find out where you were going? Don't come and tell us you didn't know. Then do your investigation well. Get the evidence. Know them by their fruit. Not their car. And not where they work. And not their bank account. Know them by their fruit. What kind of fruit do they bear? What kind of fruit? What kind of fruit? I have some of my daughters here. I always see them come to church with their husband. You don't care. You just want to marry. You will marry every wolf. And later, when they start biting you, then you come back, you want to pray. We don't know what to do with our prayer. We are intercessors. No. Before I told you this, I know that first of all, supplication. So I know it. I told you yesterday, I am not interested in you calling me. Thank God for the daddy and the prophet. But I'm an intercessor.
Amen.
I prefer to be an intercessor than so-called a mighty prophet who is prayerless. You can do nothing against the truth, but for the truth.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes. One day, the gimmicks will not function again.
Yes.
No. It will not. When you go to a country where they don't do democracy, and you are in Dubai, and you are in Britain, how do you become a democratic prophet? No. The prophets in the Bible look at the kings.
Yes,
and told them what they are doing that God hates. And they reproved them. We don't have those prophets again. No. That would tell David that you have taken somebody's wife. And you have killed a man. And judgment will not depart from you. Yes. We don't have Jeremiah Adams who can speak and go to prison. No. Unfortunately, we are telling them what they want to hear.
Yes, sir.
So they won't come to the place where they will hear what God wants them to hear. Father, raise intercessors.
Amen.
Raise. No. No. Our daughters, that God will take them from the church and put them in the political line to become a secret weapon so that when they make wrong decisions, they will intervene like Esther. They go there to give their bodies to them. So how will they correct it? We sleep with everything that is available. There's no covenant on the marriage. People marry and vow, Lord, if I fornicate or I commit, let me die in the bed of adultery. And they make vows. Today we don't make vows. We wash our mouth and come back. So he slept with a colleague in the office and come back and sleep with his husband. And when demons come to the house, they are looking for a prophet. And they go to the one that will tell them what they want to hear. Because they can go to place for years, nobody tell them about this.
Yes, sir.
So sin has become normal. No, it has become normal. It has become normal. It has become normal. How do you go to heaven living in the church when your pastor is sleeping with you? Will you even respect Christ and respect anointing? You can think about it. How will he correct you? They come around the pastors. They serve them. And they come with ulterior motives. And they come. You can imagine the things they wear when they come around the pastors. Thank God it doesn't happen here. No, listen. If I'm in the office and you are coming to look for me, by the time you come, I'm sure you check yourself.
Yes, sir.
By the time I finish with you, your family will not find you again. I can pick the spirit. And when I pick it, you are in trouble. I can pick the spirit. No, I can pick it. I am very sensitive when it comes to that area. Amen. I am extremely. We walk with boundaries around our life. We are not saying we are strong. We are walking with boundaries. We know other men who fall into the trap who are more anointed than us. So we walk with the boundaries. It's dangerous to walk without boundaries. Everybody can sleep with anybody. Nobody is beyond temptation. The Bible says Jesus was tempted in all sides. So the devil tried every kind of temptation on Jesus. And yet without sin. So you tempt us with money. Tempt us with women. Tempt us with greediness. Tempt us with food. Every temptation, all side. After you marry, you meet men that you wish this one rather is your husband. You meet women that you wish this one would rather fit in. And all those are temptations.
Yes, sir.
Because those people that you think they are good husbands, you have never stayed with them.
Yes,
bring them inside. And you go back and say, no, 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 no. Yeah. I read a report in America. Only Americans will write those kind of report that 60% or so or 50% of the women in the church fall in love with their pastor. I said, well, that is going to America. Have you read it before? Huh? You have not read it before? Go and Google it, you'll find it. Yeah, it's there. They say women, they wish not that they fall in love, they wish their pastor is their husband.
Yes.
But the reason they do that is because they are not marrying man, they are marrying anointing.
Yeah.
Let me tell you. Whilst I'm studying, do you know what you are looking? You are looking at anointing. This is purely the demonstration of God's power. So this is why you are falling in love with. But when I drop the microphone and I get home, that is the man. So you don't marry a man, you are marrying anointing. And nobody can marry anointing. And that is why you fail. So they all try to fall in love with a man. When some of the anointed people, when you see their human side, you thank God for your husband. So you see the glory and then you wish like this is it. There is no fame without a price. So if it's a fame you want, it comes with uncompromising price.
Amen.
preacher.
So when you see some of these women who have married men of God, don't even wish you were like them. No, they don't have a life. If you marry a husband whose eye is open, someone will help you, but they don't have a life, because everybody read you as a paper. People want to live their life, but they want to set a life for you. So when you wear what they wear, they will criticize. How can a woman of God wear this thing? So they don't have a life. They can't have friends. I have never seen my wife as a friend, because she can't have a friend. You will be tempted to tell the friend things he's not supposed to say. And all these are the maturity you must build in order to survive. Now, this is it. As he has friends and exposes the man of God, God tend to judge him. Because God called him before you marry him. So it's not a position you wish. Come with too much pressure. The pressures on it. The stress. Nana makatabaya. No living a normal life. I want to ask you a question. When God told Moses, climb the mountain and die, where was his wife and children? Did God consider that? Or you don't read the Bible? Where was Deborah? Where was that woman and the children? No children. Climb the mountain, you are not coming back. Did God consider them? No. Whatever feeling you have, buried. You cannot come around your husband when he's standing in the presence of God for hours and he's praying, and you want to come and start. There are several times in prayer room, he's going to tell me something. He stretches his neck and then go back. They fall in love with those pastors because they don't pay price. If you are paying price for revival, you can't. You will even think. Don't ever look at people and think you wish you were in their shoes. When God put you there, you will die like a cat. No, you will provoke God. I have seen pastors' wives that they prophesy they die. One day there was a meeting, and one of the pastor who troubled his wife, one of them lifted their prophesy and said, God is taking one of our colleagues' wife home because he's troubling the soul. But they got to the house, the woman was dead. Pass away, and the man married another woman. Straight. Because when God anoints people, you can't possessive of them. And especially when they are in assignment that pleases God. All these gimmicks, all the people that make names in the Bible, they pay price. Daniel them fulfilled their ministry. Paul them, they couldn't marry. They can't marry. You can't marry such a man. The next day they have stoned him. Hey. One day they've beaten him. Hey. One day he's in a basket coming down. So he doesn't want to disturb a woman. You can't marry such a man. No. Paul cannot marry. The kind of ministry he has, I fought the beast of Ephesus. Three times, even Jesus was beaten once. Paul was beaten thrice. No, they beat him 40. He said, I beg you, I don't want to be my master. Give me 39. 39 lashes thrice. He begged them that don't be. Peter was crucified upside down. We only heard of his mother-in-law. We didn't hear of his wife. Okay. The only time we heard was that the wife was so depressed that he fell sick. And Jesus went to raise him. Does Peter, are you getting what I'm talking about here? Don't just wish that people are there. I've gone to churches that some women think they can be better than their pastor's wife. Go and try it. Go there and try. Don't marry an anointing. No, John the Baptist was a man sent from God. So he was a man before he was sent. So no matter how anointed John the Baptist was, one day he doubted the Messiah. The humanity side of the anointing. He's the one that said, this is the man I said, I'm not ready to untie his shoes. He sent them and said, is he the one that should come? We should wait for another person. He's doubting the one he introduced to her. The humanity of the calling.
The humanity of the calling.
No room for prayer. No room for intercession. When you walk and you and your husband is walking and you are hugging one another, it's because of the training. The marriage wouldn't have been the way it is. Some of you, but for the grace in this house, I have stand in the gap for sons and daughters when I saw death is walking into the home. Wow. Then I asked myself, what about those who go to churches that their pastors don't pray? Don't call a man a mentor if it's not prayerful. When you are in trouble, he can't stand in the gap for you. He will call you for counseling. That will kill you. Humble yourself. I don't care how many years you have been in ministry. If you call the person a mentor, a father, make sure he has enough time and he can pay price to stand in the gap for you.
That's right.
Until you win.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Listen. I will never call anybody a father or mentor if he has nothing to offer me. I love every man of God, but not everyone is my friend.
Yes, sir.
I know it. When I wanted to catch the grace of prayer, I went to South Korea. Pray different prayer. Pray in your bedroom. Pray outside. Sometimes do prayer walk. Please, please, God is looking for intercessors. Mothers pray, fathers pray. Young girls, don't waste your time on fashions. Pray. Spend time, pray. Don't play gimmicks. You don't lose becoming prayerful. It will take you a long way. Even the little prayer I pray, look at how far it has brought me. I'm here to pray. Little prayer. Yeah, this is not what my heart is looking for. This is not what my heart is looking for. I don't want to hang around people who don't pray. And I don't want to befriend anybody who is not prayerful. Don't buy a Range Rover second hand and change your walking and come and pretend you have arrived. I see some people with small things. Cars. People have given me cars. I don't use them.
Yes, sir.
They are there. I don't even open it to check what is inside. No. So that is not where we are going. Huh? Don't get a car and stop praying. Don't marry and stop praying. Don't just pray to get a husband. After you marry and stop praying, he'll beat you. You can't tell anybody. Some of you just one slap, wah! Then you keep quiet. Then you are there. So we said, I'm really a so cuckoo. Hey, what then I can man can say what can we say, bro? That's what you are bro. That's what. Yeah. Stop praying. No. It is difficult. These girls that are fasting and praying, can their husband lift their hands on them? They can't. They are fasting and praying. If you don't fast and pray, they will beat you. That's what it is. No, the devil, it's not them. Satan will stir them up to bring you depression. They will do it and regret. They will do it. Every spirit can enter any man and use it. If Judas was hanging Jesus and spirit entered him. Now, if you don't allow the Holy Ghost to enter you, something will enter.
I'm gonna dance and praise him.
Porter City presents the Winning Faith Conference 2022. Theme, Encountering the Spirit of Faith. The date is the 2nd to the 8th of May 2022. It's happening at the UPSA Auditorium, Legon. And ministering is God's servant, Nanase Opoku Sakodie.
The winning faith is a faith that is back with corresponding action. Jesus said, did I not tell you that if thou canst believe, thou wouldest see the glory of them. Martha says 4 days now, but this time he's thinking. A stinking situation don't threaten God. No matter how the devil has done his worst, it does not threaten God. Maybe the marriage is stinking. Maybe the finances is stinking. Maybe the family is stinking. But there is a God that has walked into this particular place. You are not here by accident. You didn't come here. God ordered yourself to be here. This week somebody's destiny will change.
Remember, the venue is a University of Professional Studies, UPS Legon. And the date is the 2nd to the 8th of May 2022. For inquiries, call 027-400-9933. That's 027-400-9933.
I rejoice in him.
Potter's R is brought to us by Potter's Dube Mineral Water. For more purchase, call 0274-009933.
Thank you for joining us on the Porter's Hour. We believe you've been blessed with today's message. Join us same time tomorrow for the continuation of this message. To order for this message and other messages by Prophet Nase Epukusakode, and for all inquiries, call these numbers.
+233-274-009933 or +233-242-472655. Email us on info@portercity.com or visit our website www.portercity.com. Location: Plot 16, Miocho Road, Prampram, Greater Accra, Ghana.
We invite you to worship with us at Potter City, Miocho, Prampram Road. Weekly service, Tuesdays, intercessory all-night meeting, 11 p.m. to 4 a.m. Wednesday, teaching service, 5:45 p.m. to 8 p.m. Thursday, breakthrough hour, 10 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Friday, mega all-night service, 10 p.m. to 4:30 a.m. Sunday morning, empowerment service, 8:20 to 11 a.m. God bless you. This is the power.